Many people are aware of the nightmare scenario of the film Gattaca, the dystopian future in which your DNA dictates even the jobs you're allowed to get. But is this really something we should be worrying about? The EU currently bans genetic discrimination by employers, and in the UK, use of genetic tests by employers is restricted by the Equality Act. And in the USA, they currently have something called GINA.
GINA is the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, and what it does is it prevents the use of genetic information in either employment or health insurance.
Ellen Wright Clayton is a professor of pediatrics and law at Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
GINA was created because there was a lot of fear in the United States that if people had genetic tests, that it was going to be used to prevent them from getting jobs, to prevent them from getting health insurance. So the law was passed in order to reassure them with the idea that getting genetic testing could in fact be beneficial for their health.
And so GINA was created. Has it been useful? Has it been used?
Well, GINA actually hasn't been used all that much, in part because it doesn't apply if you already have symptoms of a genetic disorder. So there was a study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine that shows of the complaints to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, a very small percentage of them even mentioned GINA, and even a smaller percentage actually relied on it.
So why do we think this is? Is it the fact that people aren't claiming, or is genetic discrimination just not really happening?
Well, I think there's a lot of debate about whether genetic discrimination is happening. There certainly is not a lot of evidence of it, although people talk about it a fair amount. I think the real reason we're not seeing claims is because we have other laws that actually do a more effective job of protecting individuals.
Cases of genetic discrimination do seem few and far between, but they're not unheard of. In Australia, lawyers identified three cases of employees who had positive genetic tests for either Huntington's or Alzheimer's, who were then either demoted or lost their job entirely. And in America, the rules may be about to change.
One of the things that's happening in the United States right now is that there is a bill pending in our Congress that would allow employers that provide wellness programs to get certain amounts of genetic information from their employees and to penalize them if they don't provide it. And so what I would say there, this obviously undermines GINA, the ADA, and the Affordable Care Act to some extent.
And what is a wellness program?
A wellness program is that employers can give you incentives to do things that help you to be more healthy. And so they can have programs where you provide medical information, you can have your blood pressure taken, you know, they can check your weight and height, they can give you incentives if you engage in certain activities. So these are all things that were permitted under the Affordable Care Act, under the notion that it would actually help people be healthier.
Oh, right. But now it's being argued that alongside all these things like blood pressure, weight, height, you can be penalised if you don't hand over your genetic information, which I suppose that many people will feel very differently about.
I suspect they won't like being penalised if they don't hand over their genetic information. People are concerned that if employers have genetic information, they will use it in employment decisions, even though it's forbidden by GINA.
Thinking a bit about genetic discrimination being made illegal in this sense, what if, for example, let's paint a scenario, someone had a gene that made them more likely to get ill, either mentally or physically, if they undertook shift work? Wouldn't genetic discrimination in that case be a very good idea because it's preventing them from entering a job that might be bad for their health?
Well, I think the question that you raise here is how much choice individuals should have about the kinds of employment they take, the kinds of risks that they undergo. And so I think the challenge for thinking about the discrimination laws is deciding if there are choices that people shouldn't be allowed to make, if there are choices that people ought to be informed so they can make better decisions, or if the employer can simply decide paternalistically that they just don't want that person in that position. So the fundamental question in discrimination law is who gets to pick.
Okay. And because I suppose employers do discriminate on a whole bunch of things, in your intelligence, your CV, your work ethic. So why should your genetics be different?
I mean, I think that's a really interesting question because, of course, employers do discriminate on the basis of a variety of things. But the fundamental question always comes down to, are there some things that as a society we don't want to be used as the basis of discrimination? Genetic information is one, age is another, sex is another, race is another. And so even though all of those things actually might be quite pertinent to the employer, we just have made a social decision that these kinds of factors can't enter into their decisions about who they employ and under what conditions.
Ellen Wright Clayton from Vanderbilt University here on The Naked Scientists. So at the moment, there are laws in place, or at least being discussed, to protect us from the scenario Gattaca painted, where DNA dictates your very future.